And welcome back again to Brody Field. I'm Bill Osborne. Down on the field is Taylor Biddle. Over to my left is Taylor Stubbs and his dad, Joe Stubbs. And we have Ed Hooper, who will be doing spotting tonight, statistician, as we've got people out, sick, all kinds of different things. The Blue Devils come in a very unique way, Wes, playing the music, running with the devil. And, Wes, we're ready to get this thing underway in about 30 seconds. So give us the play-by-play as the Vikings will try to go 9-0 on this 2012 season.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And first I want to say, Chuck Lawrence, we miss you, buddy. And to Marty and Nikki back at home, get our little Viking here. Get him here safe. We're ready to see him ourselves. Big hugs to you, and we miss both of you. Back deep for the Blue Devils will be number 25. That is Gerald Pledger. He is their deep man. Up man is number 43. And that is Rashad Daniels. Set to kick off. Gonzalez will be kicking off right from left to right on your radio dial. This is a north-south stadium. Waiting on the official signal. High, high kick. Pledger will take at the 2. He's up to the 5. Comes to the Viking side of the field at the 15. Gets to the 20 by one man. Gets hit and drove out of bounds as he crosses the 20 up to about the 22-yard line.
Good heads-up play that time by the Vikings. One of the things that the Lounge High Vikings have not done extremely well this year is covering kickoffs. And we've had some long returns tonight, but this time they get them stopped just beyond the 20 at the 22-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Tift County Blue Devils as they will have the ball first here in tonight's matchup. 11:53 on the clock, no score. Take it away, Wes James.
Well, anxious to see who he sends out at quarterback, and he sends out
number 10.
That is the junior, Ryan Wedgeworth. They immediately bring two receivers near side, one far side, keeps a running back in the backfield. Wedgeworth for the Blue Devils takes a snap, quarterback keeper over the right side. There is a flag on the play already. And let's see what the call is going to be.
Well, it looks like one of the players that made the tackle, number 70, Chandler Sumlin, from that defensive line for the Vikings. He loses his helmet for the effort. He'll come out. Number 45, Zach Copeland, will come in his place.
The officials will have to go over to the Tift side, and let's see what we have.
Chop block. That is against the Blue Devils.
And that flag is around the 22 at the line of scrimmage.
That's a 15-yard penalty, Wes. They'll take that.
Half the distance, though.
You're exactly right.
So they'll take it back to about the 11-yard line where it should be, Bill. I'll say first
we'll right
and
here.
About 20. It's a 10-yard penalty, so. Actually, to the 14.
They're on the 14-yard line.
So it is first and about 16 at the 14-yard line.
First and 18.
Wedgeworth, under center in the I formation, gives it to the tailback up the middle. And Daniels tries to climb the line of scrimmage and gets hit as he gets to the 15.
And one of our impact players tonight, number 10, Nathan Brantley, in on the tackle for the Vikings. And that'll bring up a second down and about 17 for the Blue Devils.
11:24 to go first quarter. No score here at Brody Field in Tifton. Blue Devils football. It'll be second and 18 at the 14-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. The Blue Devils going from right to left on your radio dial. As I told you, it's a north-south stadium. Tifton brings two receivers to the near side. Send one to the far side. Wedgeworth for the Blue Devils in the shotgun. We've got a five-man front. He takes a snap, looks. Look, throws way downfield, lobs it way up in the air, and overthrows a receiver down at the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'm sorry, in on coverage for the Vikings, number 31, Brandon Roberts. But the safety, and that looked like number 6, Eric Hart, had coverage over the top. So even had the ball been right there, Eric Hart was in perfect position to knock it away or either get an interception. That'll bring up third down and 17 as the clock stops here for the Blue Devils.
As the clock stops at 10:45, no score, first possession for the Blue Devils. The ball on the 14-yard line.
Guys, we talked in pregame about who would replace Tyquan Lane. Looks like Jamacy Wright has moved back to the safety position.
Tiff sends two receivers far side. They bring one receiver near side. That is Malik Pittman. He looks, throws back a screen to the tight end. Tight end gets hit and brought down at the 20. That is big Bo Bergeron.
And in on the tackle for the Vikings, number 10, and that is Nathan Brantley along with number 91, Ellis Griffin.
Bill, that'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth and 11. And back to punt is Mason Gann. Back deep for our Vikings is Nick Bergman standing about the 40.
So Bergman takes that spot and punt return from Tyquan Lang.
Gann for the Blue Devils waiting on the snap. There it is. Gets it off. Almost blocked. Gets it away. Hits Bergman, takes it at the 45. Goes the far side, gets away from one man. Trying to get to the corner, turns upfield, crosses the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Down the sidelines he goes. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman.
And just that quick,
55. 55-yard punt return and a touchdown for the Lowndes Vikings.
West, Bill, I don't know if y'all saw that, but number 45, Zach Copeland, made the opening block there to get the edge sealed for Nick Bergman. Great job.
Thank you, Taylor, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update.
Seth Carlos up over the ball. Luke Marshachek to hold. Gonzalez to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up, and with 9:48 to go in the first quarter, our Lowndes High Vikings lead the Blue Devils 7-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. And we are back here at Brody Field. Vikings lead 7-0 as Gonzalez sets the kickoff. High, high kick. Kick it toward the sidelines. McCants looks at it, lets it bounce out of bounds for Tipton.
That'll be a flag. And you have an option on that, right, Wes? You can make them re-kick it or you can take it at the 25, right?
35.
That's a 15-yard penalty?
Yep.
Wow.
And that's what Tiff will do. They will take it at the 35-yard line. 9:46 to go. And, Bill, give us that Page Heating and Air live in-game stat recap. You've got it right there. Why? It was easy.
That was real easy. It was one play. It took no time, really, off the clock. It was a 55-yard punt return by Nick Bergman. The extra point good by Gustavo Gonzalez, and the Vikings lead 7-0 with 9:46 left in the first quarter against the Tiff County Blue Devils.
We're all having to do a little something different tonight with Marty and Chuck Lawrence.
Marty's shaking us up.
All righty. Wedgeworth for the Blue Devils goes under center in the I formation, splits his receivers, drops back, play action pass, pump fakes across the middle, got a man wide open, and hit immediately. Wow, what a big hit. At the 47, incomplete pass.
Yeah, number 19, Jamacy Wright on the hit, makes the stop, but very good pass play by the quarterback, Wedgwood. He just didn't have the opportunity to get his wide receiver to pick it up.
It'll be second and 10 from the 35-yard line, ball in the middle of the field. Wedgeworth getting the signals from the sidelines. Now they go back to the I formation with Rasheed Daniels at the tailback spot. Give it to Daniels over the right side. Runs into several Vikings. He has a first down as he breaks across the 40 up to the 45. We'll haul him down at the 47-yard line, a 12-yard run over the right side. We had him wrapped up, Bill, but he just powered his way through there.
Well, we talked about number 43, Rasheed Daniels for the Blue Devils, in the countdown to kickoff about what an impact he could make for this Blue Devil team. He has great yardage, great power, great strength, and he showed it right there. It was just him that made that first down for the Blue Devil.
Ja'Cory McCoy for the Blue Devils comes to our side. They go back to a single back. Give it to Daniels. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Oh, he will go absolutely nowhere.
And I tell you, they really pulled him back out of the pile and then threw him down again because Rasheed Daniels really didn't go down. He got wedged up into the pile of the Blue Devils trying to push forward. And when he came out, the Vikings did a great job to stay with him, make the tackle, and get him down for no gain. It's second down and 10.
8:53 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0 on a 55-yard punt return by Nick Bergman. Wedgeworth goes to the sidelines for the Blue Devils, gets the play, comes back. Ball on the far hash mark. Blue Devils bring Malik Pittman to our side. They send McCoy to the far side. Single set back. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. Give it to Daniels again on the blitz. The ball is on the ground. And Sam Washington, I think, had his hands on it first. All right, let's wait and see when they come out of that pile which way they point. Yes,
it is Viking ball.
And with that, Sam Washington, one of my impact, one of Marty's impact players, has recovered a fumble back at the 36-yard line, and that will give our Vikings first and 10 from there, and bringing them out on the field for our first offensive possession is Alex Stevenson. Malik Roberts, wide receiver to the near side. Amon Brown, the lone setback. We put a man in motion. That's Williams. We give it to Brown over the right side. Gets hit as he crosses the 35 to pick up a yard. And that's about it. It'll be second down and about nine. The ball in the middle of the field. Our Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We have reached the eight-minute mark of the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Our first offensive possession of the night. And we look down, and Mark Caron brings the play in, gives it to Alex Stevenson. Bergman at one wing back. Williams at the other. Amon Brown at the fullback position. The Blue Devils in a five-man front, three-man front. They bring the linebackers up on the line. We give it to Williams looking for a hole. Cuts inside. Gets a good block out by Brown as he gets across the 30 down to the 25. He's going to be close to that first down when they stand those sticks up.
Yep.
Taylor, you should be able to see that from there. Well, we got a one?
Yes, they're already moving the sticks. Great job lead blocking out there by Ahmad Brown. It is a first down Vikings.
First down Vikings. 7:32 to go first quarter. We're down first down at the 25-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark here on the visitor side of the field. That's where we're at in the visitor's press box. Malik Roberts goes to the far side. We're in the Eagle offense. Three down linemen, two linebackers up tight on the line of scrimmage for the Blue Devils. Williams in motion towards us. Stevenson rolls out, looks downfield, throws toward the end zone. Nothing there, and wisely, very smartly, Alex Stevenson just chunks it away as Nick Bergman was covered down near the goal line.
Yeah, it was. As he rolled out, he had an open receiver, but he was at such tight quarters, he did the smart thing, and that is throw it up over his head out of bounds. Live to play another day. Second down and 10 now for the Vikings.
7:11 to go first quarter. Vikings lead at 7-0. Ball, as I say, on the near hash mark on the 25. Stevenson will slide under center as Orr is in now at the tailback spot. And we give it over the left side. That's number 37, Bill Tevin Brown. As Tevin streaks across the 20, gets down close to that 15-yard line, I think. Let's see where the, nope, they're going to mark him back about the 18.
Yeah, he got his legs clipped out from under him as he tried to make a little bit of a leap over the pile, and that'll bring up third down and short, third and three now for the Vikings as they are threatening at the, that'll be the Tift County Blue Devil 18-yard line.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. Stevenson looks at that five, almost a six-man front. Gives it to Williams. Williams cuts back inside. There's a flag down on this side over here, Bill. I'm afraid we're going to have movement against our Vikings.
Yeah, in on the tackle, one of the impact players for the Blue Devils, number 93, Bryson Chaney, makes the stop for the Blue Devils.
We got short of the first down. Illegal shift. See what their coach says. It'll be fourth and about three. Are they going to make it up and make it third and eight?
Yep.
They'll take the penalty, so we'll get to replay that down. They mark the ball back to the 23-yard line. We've got to get just across the 15.
So that'll bring up third and eight now for the Vikings as they are on the, excuse me, the Blue Devil 23-yard line.
Nick Bergman comes in. Tevin Brown comes out. Having to play tonight without Tyquan Lang. Tyquan with a slight injury. Tight end to the far side of the field. Stevenson puts Williams in motion towards us. Fakes a pitch out there. There they come on the blitz, and they Zach Stevenson back at, oh, the ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground, Bill.
It's still a sack and a fumble.
And Tift has recovered at our 30-yard line.
Okay, no return on the fumble, but they pick it up immediately as he drops it. And I tell you, it was number 52 for the Blue Devils, Sam Douglas, and number 93, Brian Cheney back there, and they just lodged it loose.
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
Looks like Alex was set to pass, and when he saw the guy approaching him to sack him, he tried to pull the ball down. He just couldn't get it down in time, and he lost the ball. That's your Commercial Banking Company sideline report.
All right.
Thank you, Taylor. 5:55 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. This will be Tiff's third offensive possession. Wedgeworth at quarterback for the Blue Devils. That's the junior quarterback. Splits his receivers, so now he sends two to the far side. Looks, throws out. Comeback catch made by number 11, Malik Pittman. But there is a flag on the play.
So we do have a penalty. We'll see what that is.
And the official goes over. Signals illegal shift. So that was a 4-yard. It's either going to be second and 6 or it's going to be first and 15. And we know what's going to happen here. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
I think I'll take first and 15 as we push them back. Tift County on their end of the field. The ball will be marked at the Tift County 25.
Wedgeworth goes all the way to the sidelines and gets the play. The ball on the far hash mark. Tift going from right to left on your radio dial. First and 15, and we do have an update. It is Camden 14, Brunswick 8.
So Brunswick did leave momentarily.
Yes. Twin receivers to the near side. Wedgeworth with two backs in the backfield. Takes the ball, rolls out. There comes the rush. Pulls it down, just throws it out of bounds, and there should be nothing there. And
yeah,
there comes the flag for intentional grounding.
Yeah, Wes, there was nothing but lineman. 56, when I looked out there, was the closest guy. And that's an offensive lineman. That's intentional grounding. That'll be a loss of down and a penalty.
And, Bill, I disagree with that call there because it's done in the pros. It's done in college. These kids see it. They get under pressure. They roll out, and immediately they think, I'm outside the tackle box. I can throw it away.
Yeah, and that maybe is a rule that high school needs to look at in the future, but right now it's not a rule. It is a rule that you cannot throw it away like that, so you've got to find a receiver. I missed those pure days when you really did need to find a receiver in the vicinity. They've done it for safety reasons in the pros and in the college level, and that's really what's going to predicate that here in the high school level as well, is when they start thinking about it from a safety standpoint, to protect the quarterback.
Bill,
that'll be a big march off.
It does. It takes them all the way back to just inside their 5. Not only that, it's a loss of down penalty.
Yep, so that'll bring up
second and a long taxi ride. Wedgeworth, who will take the snap, is standing in the end zone in the shotgun. We show blitz, now we back out. Quarterback keeper up the middle, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll actually lose yardage, Bill, lose about a yard as he got hit about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, just
they spun him around. And down he goes, so it'll be third and forever. 5:07 to go here in the first quarter. Our Vikings leading 7-0. Our defense really, really playing hard, especially after last week in the fourth quarter. They said we're going to play hard from the first quarter on this week. Two receivers come near side for Tiff. Wedgeworth goes under center, gives it to the tailback, who gets hit. As he crosses the goal line and tackled at the 1, so they just backed all the way up.
Yeah, number 32, Brian Bell, almost got a safety as he tackled the running back coming out of the end zone right at the 1-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down now for the Blue Devils and not a lot of room to punt. We talked about one of our impact players for Tift County being their punter, and that is number 26, Mason Gain. We'll see how much he can do with only about 10 yards to work with.
We have Nick Bergman and Williams back to receive that punt. He only has about 6 or 7 yards, and he's not even all the way to the back of the end zone. And this, I wouldn't rather see him take the snap and just throw it out of the back of the end zone right here. Nope. He gets it off. High kick, drives Jordan Williams all the way back to our 46. He's across the 50, the 45, the 40. Comes near side, gets hit, and run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Boy, what a punt by Gann to get them out of a hole.
Yeah, we'll get you that punt here in just a minute. It's about a 50-yard punt as he put it back beyond the 50, so it's got to be at least a 50-yard punt. Return just for a few yards. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings at the 34.
At the 34, and he went from the 46. Stevenson in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Brown in the backfield. Gives it to Brown right in the middle. Trips over Tevin Orr's feet as he went over the right side and fell down as he got back near the line of scrimmage.
That was a 50-yard punt and a 16-yard return that set the Vikings up here for this play.
3:25 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Only our second possession of the night. Stevenson in the shotgun as he puts Bergman to his left with the ball on the near hash mark. Williams at wide receiver at our side of the field. Gives it to Bergman. Bergman, oh, by one back two. Bounces off a tip defender, still on his feet. Heads towards the sidelines. Gets the first down. Bill, as he gets across the 20, all the way down to the 16-yard line. And Nick Bergman looked like a human bowling ball. And he just bounced from pin, man to man to man.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, I saw him one time. They had him around the ankles trying to make that. It's an 18-yard run by Nick Bergman, but he was able to step out of the tackle.
Stevenson with a first and 10 at the tip 16 for the Vikings. Gives it to Bergman again right up the middle by one man, two, still on his feet, and he's all the way down to the 5-yard line. Bill, he's going to be awfully close to a first down on that run.
Yeah, a little helicopter move as he jumped into the air. They hit him, and now Nick's coming off favoring that ankle a little bit. We sure don't need to lose a player like Nick Bergman here. First down for the Vikings.
First and goal at the 5-yard line.
We'll get Taylor to give us an update on Bergman here in just a moment.
Already without the services of Tyquan Lang. And we've got a timeout.
It's an official timeout, and they're taking a look at Tyquan Lang. Nick Bergman here. The officials are coming over calling that timeout.
And because he's down outside, and the reason they're doing that, Billy, is he's actually outside the coach's box. And so they have to stop play because had he been inside, then they could be tending to him. But where he's at, he's considered in the field of play. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings are leading 7-0. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Brodyville in Tifton, Georgia. Let's go down to the sidelines and Taylor Biddle.
Guys, it looks like it's his left hamstring they're having issues with. Get you more when I know more, guys.
All righty, Vikings are leading 7-0, 2:36 to go here in the first quarter. It will be first and goal from the 5-yard line. Some updates, Camden leads Brooks 21-8, Brunswick 21-8. Brooks leads Cook 14-7, and Valdosta leads Colquitt 7-0. Valwood leads Brookwood 14-0.
On that play, Wes, Nick had kind of gone up in the air, and he got helicoptered, and you've seen that on television. He got hit in the air, spun almost a 360, and he is favoring that leg as he's hobbling back into the coach's box along with the assistance of some of the trainers. So we'll get you an update on that as soon as we know. Commercial Banking Company sideline update as quick as we can.
And Tevin Brown at fullback. Stevenson in the shotgun. Williams at wide receiver. Ball on the near hash mark. Takes it. Gives it to Brown right up the middle. And gets hit at the goal line and pushed backwards. And it'll be second and goal from the goal line, Bill.
That's the experience in a runner right there, a 4-yard gain, that the runner has got to keep his head up. That linebacker's coming through that hole. You've got to be able to just step over just a little bit, get yourself open, get into the end zone. He was just saw the end zone, didn't see the linebacker.
Tevin Brown comes out, and Amon Brown comes in. And Stevenson, quarterback keeper, no signal.
Yep.
There it is. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Alex Stevenson.
A 1-yard quarterback keeper by Alex Stevenson. Puts our Vikings up 13-0 with a minute 52 to go here in the first quarter. Carlo on to attempt the snap. Marsha check to hold. And Gonzalez will kick the extra point. We pull everybody back and line them up. Waiting on Seth snap for our Vikings. There's the ball. Down, kicks up, and it's good. Minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-0 over Tift. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. Here's Gonzalez's kick. High end over end kick. McCants will take at the 12. He's up to the 15, the 20. Goes outside, runs into two Vikings as he crosses the 20, gets up to about the 24-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils right there. Bill, our Page Heating and Air drive update.
And that last drive for the Vikings took 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Five plays for 35 yards, capped off by a one-yard touchdown run by quarterback Alex Stevenson. The extra point good, and the Vikings lead 14-0 over the Tift County Blue Devils with 1:47 left here in the first quarter.
Wedgeworth brings the Vikings out. I mean, the Blue Devils out. Splits his receivers. One back in the backfield. Now slides the man over in the slot towards their bench. Play action pass comes up, gets hit, loses. We had him, sacked him, and then he got away, but we get him back. There is a flag back, though, Bill, about the 19, and usually when you see like that, just one man.
It's going to be a legal procedure, I believe.
It is.
And with the sack, I say we probably decline it. Let's
Yep, because it's back about the 16. Well, the flag's at the 16. The sack is at the 21, so they'll lose 3 yards on it. It'll be second and 13 back at the 20-yard line. A minute 39 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0.
So the Vikings will have it now, the Blue Devils, second down and 13. Clock running at 1:37 left in the first quarter.
Wedgeworth in the I formation, splits his receivers. We show him blitz off the corner. There we come. We hit the back in the backfield, and he got pile drive. He got not quite to the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him just inside the 20, so he'll actually lose about half a yard, Bill.
Yeah, in on the tackle for the Vikings, number 91, Ellis Griffin, and then cleaned up by number 17, Trey Jackson. It'll be third down and 14 now for the Blue Devils.
As we approach the one-minute mark here in the first quarter, Vikings leading 14-0. The Blue Devils.
Whistle. Let's see.
And let's see what we got. Timeout, Blue Devils. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this with our Vikings leading 14-0. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here in Tifton, Georgia, on Brody Field, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle down on the sidelines. Vikings leading 14-0 with 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It'll be third and 14 as Wedgeworth, the junior quarterback for the Blue Devils, goes into the shotgun, keeps two backs in the backfield with him, two receivers to our side of the field. Wedgeworth waiting on the snap, and he hands off.
No, he doesn't.
No, he keeps it. Might have been a busted play. Looked like he was going to try to hand off to Daniels. Gets tackled back, Bill, at the 16, so they'll have to punt.
Yeah, it's a quarterback read. He just misread the end coming off, and the end crashed in. And I tell you, Daniels would have been open for at least a healthy gain. He just misread it. The quarterback did for the Blue Devils.
We send Kenny Moore and Jordan Williams back deep now to receive the punt from Gann. Gann standing back about the 3. He boomed a 50-yarder his last time to get tipped out of a hole. We're putting two men on their gunners now. High snap. Gunn's kick goes toward Williams. Williams backs all the way up, hits the ball, drops it, picks it up at the 27-yard line, and that's as far as he's going to go because his knee went down when he picked it up.
Another huge punt, a 55-yard punt by Gann, and Williams had to catch that over his shoulder. That's never a good thing for a punt returner, to catch the ball over your shoulder. And when he did, he fumbled it. Fortunately, was able to get back on top of it, tried to scoop it up and go, but his knee hit the ground, and the Vikings will start with some of the worst field, well, the worst field position of the night, as they'll start on the Tift County ball side of the field at about the 37-yard line.
Stevenson, a quarterback, he puts Tevin Brown to his left. He brings Williams as a wide receiver to our side. Tift in a five-man front, two linebackers up fairly tight. Stevenson for the Vikings takes a snap, gives it to Brown. Brown around the right side by one man, two, gets out across the 30, up to the 35. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our Vikings are leading 14-0 as we go to the second quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Brody Field, Vikings lead 14-0 as we start the second quarter. Let's go down to the field and Taylor Biddle.
Guys, I don't know if there's such a thing as a good leg injury. No knee injury, no ankle injury. Looks like he's hammered by a hamstring. They're taking him to the locker room to take a look at it. I'll give you more later.
It'll be second and about a yard. Stevenson in the shotgun. Two receivers near side for our Vikings, and there comes a flag at from our side. What have we got?
There's a defensive end. I think he's in the neutral zone. Let's see. That is the case. They're going to call offsides on the defense. Is it on the defense?
It is. Encroachment on the defense. Mark off those 5 yards. Give our Vikings a first down.
The line judge is looking right down the line, and he looks, and the defensive end on this right side, on our side, Het was offline.
Bill, it is Valdosta 14, Colquitt nothing, and the report I have is Shelby Wilkes, the Valdosta quarterback, is out with an injury. Stevenson in the shotgun, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Williams at wide receiver all the way out on the hash mark on our side of the field. Tift in a five-man front, and we give it to Brown around the left side. Brown with by one man, two. Look at Tevin Brown rip and roar as he gets up to the 45. Bill, all the way up to the 48-yard line. It'll be third and three from there.
Great holes by those Sons of Thunder, and we mean our offensive line as they're opening holes over Anfernee Chandler's side over here on the left side of the offensive line. They're going heavy left right now, Wes.
Absolutely. That was Marty Rogers' pick for impact players at offensive line. And we give it to Brown right up the middle. He runs by one man, too. He's got the first down as he gets down to the 45-yard line. And right now, I think you're going to see a heavy dose of run, run, run out of our Vikings. And we're in a hurry-up offense.
Yeah, they really are. They're going straight to the line. They're looking over to the side, getting the play from the coaches, and they're going right to the ball, running the play.
You've got Tevin Orr as the up-back. Amon Brown now in at fullback. 11:18 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. We give it to Amon Brown over the left side. Gets around the corner and gets the first down as he gets across the 40. Inside the 40 down to about the 37.5-yard line.
And another first down for the Lounge High Vikings. As they said, they just are just plowing through this defensive line of the Tift County Blue Devils.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. Now they've gone heavy right. Stevenson changes the play. He is staying in the shotgun. Tevin Brown back in. They've got a four-man front. High snap. Give it to Brown around the right side. Cuts in behind a great block by number 61. That's Larry Scarborough as he gets the first down, as he gets inside the 35, down to about the 32-yard line, and the ball moves to the Tift side of the field. Bill, we've got a penalty on the Vikings. And the preliminary indication is PDA.
And what is PDA?
Bill, that's public display of affection.
Better known as holding.
Better known in football terms as holding. Marks it all the way back to the 49-yard line of the Vikings. So, Bill, it'll be second and about 14 back at the 49. Ball on the far hash mark. Williams and Chris Hill, wide receivers to our side of the field. Stevenson in the shotgun with Tevin Brown to his left. Takes a snap, gives it to Brown up the middle, runs into one, tips, spins on a 360. Oh, and tries to regain his feet and falls as he picks up about a yard, so it's going to be third. We'll give him 2 yards, third and 12 down at the tip, 47-yard line. Amon Brown brings the play in. Tevin Brown comes out. He gives it to Stevenson. Ball almost in the middle of the field as the Vikings are going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that south end zone, toward the field house. 9:48 to go first half. The Vikings leading 14-0. Tift in a five-man front. We take the snap,
whistle.
And there's a whistle. And flag coming from the far side of the field. The official steps over, dead ball, encroachment on the Blue Devils. And Bill, that'll make it third and a long seven, short eight. As the clock starts to run now, 9:35 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. Williams goes to the far side. Kenny Moore to the near side. Alex Stevenson barks out signals. They're showing blitz off the corner. There it comes. We pick it up. He's looking way downfield. Got Kenny Moore open. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Kenny Moore, and I see you, Alex Stevenson.
And Bill, 74 and 61.
A 43-yard pass play.
Tyler Altman and Larry Scarborough gets credit for that touchdown. Picked the blitz up on the right side, held him off, gave Alex all the time he needed.
What a great pass.
Kenny Moore just outran everybody, and Stevenson laid it right in his arms at the goal line. Gonzalez on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 9:19 to go in the half, it's the Vikings 21, tip nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Brody Field, Vikings leading 21-0 with 9:19 to go here in the half. Gonzalez set to kick off. Rasheed Daniels back deep. High, high kick that is taken at about the 8. To the far side of the field they go. That is number 20, Austin McCants, and he gets hit inside the 15 as he tried to make something, Bill.
And he's tackled by the man who just caught that 43-yard touchdown pass, Kenny Moore.
That's
for the Vikings, they had that play. We're trying to get you the recap stats here on that drive, so we'll bring you those updates in just a moment.
We'll have you those Page Heating and Air live in-game stats right after this. And the official signal's ready for play. First and 10 from their first 15-yard line on the far hash mark. Wedgworth brings two receivers near side to our side of the field, tied in to their side of the field. He goes under center. Receiver to the far side. Quick bubble screen pass. We get a hand on him, and down he goes. Chandler Sumlin with the sack back at the 11-yard line. That'll be a 4-yard loss for the Blue Devils. So it'll be second and about, well, they're going to say second and 13. I give him for you, second and 12.
Wes, that last drive was 6 plays for 73 yards, took 2 minutes and 42 seconds, and capped off by a 43-yard touchdown pass from Stevenson to Moore.
Wedgworth gives the ball to Rasheed Daniels around the left side, looking for a hole. He gets up to the 20, and he gets run out of bounds just inside the 20, so it'll be third and, about 3 for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, great tackle again by Kenny Moore out there on the edge. As Tiff County puts himself in a decent position, it's going to be third and about 7. We'll get that number here for you in just a moment. 3rd and 6.
I thought he got over the 20. They said, nope, he went out of bounds about the 18. Wedgworth in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. As he drops back in the shotgun, we're in a 5-man front. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flats, and knocked away by number 31. What a great, great play.
Brandon Roberts. He read the quarterback, jumped in front of the pass, which had a little air on it, got one hand up, knocked it away, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Blue Devils.
8:18 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 21-0, and the Blue Devils will have to punt. We send Jordan Williams and Kenny Moore back deep to receive.
If you've joined us late, number 21, Nick Bergman, has gone out with an injury. We don't have all the details on it yet. We'll bring that more as we know. Tyquan Lang did not start this game, out with an injury himself.
Gann standing about the 5. They call timeout. 8:18 to go in the half. Vikings leading 21-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at Brody Field, Vikings leading 21-0. 8:18 to go here in the first half. It will be 4th and 8 for Tiff. They will have to punt. Tiff with 2 yards of total offense so far. Vikings with 120.
Wow.
Gann standing back at his 5-yard line. This kid has boomed every punt.
He comes in with only a 38-yard average, but his average is over 50 tonight.
And we've backed way up. High, high, high kick. Kenny Moore takes at the 45, gets tripped. No, he's got tripped up, and he'll go down at the 49. I thought he was fixing to break out of there, but Kenny gets out to our 49-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for our Vikings.
Yeah, Kenny Moore did a great job not fielding a lot of punts. As we said, normally Tyquan Lang's back there fielding those punts along with Jordan Williams. Tyquan out tonight with an ankle injury. And now Nick Bergman has gone out with an undisclosed injury right now. We've heard it's not a knee injury, but it is something that they're taking a look at the hamstring in the locker room right now.
And we do have a change at quarterback. Seth Carlo, the junior, brings the Vikings out as the ball is on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. Carlo goes under center, brings Williams in motion, pitches out to Williams around the left side, gets a great block, splits two guys, three still on his feet as he crosses the 45, the 40 down to the 35, almost down to the 30-yard line, Bill.
And that's a great run by Jordan Williams. Great hole made by that offensive line. And we're going to get
a 20-yard run.
We're going to get you those numbers here, at least a 20-yard run. Exactly 20.
Ball on the near hash mark, 7:55 to go here in the half.
First down and 10 now for the Vikings, 7:50. Boy, it just feels like this game's flying by, doesn't it?
We've got Orr as the up in the wing back position on our side, Tevin Brown. Orr goes in motion. We give it to Williams on the counter around the left side. He's by one man, two down the sidelines goes Jordan Williams. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Jordan Williams.
A 31-yard touchdown run by Jordan Williams over the left side. Great blocking out here. Puts the Vikings up 27-0 as we get ready to attempt the extra point. Gonzalez says, bring the gate over. I want to kick this one. And he's waiting on the snap. Luke Marshall checked the hold. The pigskin's back, it's down, kicks up, and with 7:34 to go in the half is the Vikings 28, Tiff nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Brody Field, 7:34 to go in the half, Vikings leading 28-0. Gonzalez's kick, high end over end kick that Daniels takes at the 5. He's up to the 10, the 15, the 20, there's a flag. I'm not sure what we're going to have as we knock him out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
Most likely from that spot, either a hold or a block in the back against the return team.
All right, Bill, a little quickly, let's go to the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat report.
That drive made up two plays, 51 yards, took 20 seconds off the clock, a 34-yard run by Jordan Williams and a Viking touchdown. Vikings lead 28-0 with 7:26 left in the first half against the Tift County Blue Devils.
And we've got Camden leads Brunswick 21-8, Brooks 14, Cook 14, and it is Valdosta 14. Cockwood has scored 14-7.
All right, they're marking that off. Let's go down to the sideline and get a commercial banking company update from Taylor Biddle.
Guys, one of the beauties of having multiple running backs is we're filling in nicely with Jordan Williams and Tevin Brown. I think it's just going to be a hamstring pull for Nick Bergman.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Taylor. Commercial banking company sideline update. Just having Marty down there. Taylor doing a great, great job on the sidelines. Wedgeworth. Play action pass, rolls left, quarterback keeper, looking for a hole, gets way out as he gets a first down across the 20-yard line. And
he was tackled by number 10, that's Nathan Brantley for the Vikings. But that's the danger that number 10 for the Blue Devils brings you, Wedgeworth, is he's got such good wheels. And he got outside, made the right read that time, and was able to pick up a big gain for his Blue Devils.
Wedgeworth. In the shotgun, he'll send two receivers to Tiff's side of the field, one to the Vikings side of the field. The Blue Devils waiting on the snap. There it is. They give it to the tailback. Nope, Wedgeworth keeps it around the left side. Nothing there. He's across the 40. Down the field he goes. We tackle him from behind as he gets into Viking territory just inside the 50-yard line.
Yeah, touchdown-saving tackle by number 19, Jamacy Wright. And so far these last two plays, the Blue Devil quarterback's made the right read, and it has been wide open around that left side.
6:52 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28-0.
That was a 29-yard run by Wedgeworth, that last run.
Wes, we talked in the pregame about containing the outside with our defensive end. That little draw is killing us right there.
But I'll look for that to change in just a second. Ball's down. Two receivers far side, one near side. Wedgeworth for the Blue Devils in the shotgun. Gives it to Daniels right up the middle. And he'll get absolutely nowhere.
Well, no, they're going to give him almost to the 45.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, he squirted through as he got into the bottom and was just able to pick up a few yards. So it'll bring up second and about six, maybe seven, for the Blue Devils.
At our 46-yard line, they've got to get right across the 40. 6 minutes to go here in the they're stopping the clock. Vikings want a timeout. With 6:02 to go in the half, Vikings leading 28 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at Brody Field, 6:02 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. An update from Bazemore Hyder. It is Valdosta 21 and Colquitt 7. And for the Valdosta folks listening to our broadcast, I want to apologize. I have a friend of mine at the game who had tweeted me or texted me that Shelby Wilkes had gotten injured, and that was a false report. I apologize for
that. I heard it. What it was a jersey change, and that kind of threw everybody out, that he had a torn jersey, had to come out, and then came back in.
My mistake, and I do apologize. Wedgeworth for the Blue Devils in the shotgun, sends Twins to the far side, pulls it down, looks, oh, we've got a hand on him, and, yep, they'll blow the whistle and stop it.
Yeah, number 91 had him down in his grasp for the Vikings. Of course, number 91, Ellis Griffin, has been all over the field this season and tonight as well. And just got it helped and cleaned up in the backfield there. They whistled him dead. He'll lose some yards. It'll be third and about 13 now for the Blue Devils.
It was second and six. Then they move it back to the Tift 48-yard line. Tift going from left to right on your radio dial. 5:25 to go here in the half with the Vikings leading 28 to nothing. We are in a four-man front. They send Twins to the near side, single receiver far side, two backs in the backfield. Blue Devils with the football, drop back, looking. There we come, got a hand on him. I think we're going to have a hold as Chandler Summerlin tackles him back about the 44-yard line. They're still going to lose four on it, Bill.
Well, I tell you, that was definitely a PDA. They had Sam Washington just bear hugged.
And it was PDA, public display of affection. That's holding. Now, you can either go back to the 39 they'll move it all the way back to the 44. It'll be fourth down.
They'll
decline
take the
penalty.
Yep, take the loss on the play. That'll bring up fourth down and 18 as the Blue Devils will be forced to punt.
And Gann standing at the 20s. We send Kenny Moore and Jordan Williams back deep standing on the 10. Gann, so far tonight, the way he's kicking, to put that ball in the end zone. There's a snap. They get it away. Hits at the 20. And we're just going to let it bounce and roll. And it'll roll down at the 10-yard line. After our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our own 10 with 4:39 to go in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing.
We do have some updated scores around the region. Valwood leading Brookwood of Thomasville 35 to nothing. Turner County leading Irwin County 14 to 7. Colquitt County trailing Valdosta 21-7, and the Brooks County Trojans leading the Cook Hornets 21-14. And, of course, right here at Brody Field, your Lowndes High Vikings lead the Tift County Blue Devils 28-0.
And Seth Carlo will bring our Vikings out on the field, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Amon Brown at the fullback position with Williams and Tevin Brown at the wingback. Tipped in a five-man front. We've got Williams in motion towards us. We give it to Amon Brown, the fullback. He's across the 20, the 25. He's going to be awfully close to that first down.
I think he's got it from that position.
Well, I said first and 10 at the 10, and we had first touching up at the 17. So that's where we had first and 10 from the 17.
And it is first and 10 now from the
27.
27. They call it first touching.
Carlo barking out signals with Williams in motion towards us. Pitches out to Williams, gets hit immediately in the backfield and goes down. That tackle made by big number 41.
Stephen Waters. The toss was really kind of a weak toss out to the side. And Jordan had to wait on it to get out there to him. And when he did, it just gave the defender an opportunity to get him in the backfield. They're going to have to get those pitches out there just a little bit quicker.
It'll be second and about 13. Ball back at the 23-yard line. 3:46 to go in the first half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. Seth Carlo waiting on the snap. Puts Brown in motion. He gives it to Amon Brown, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and will go absolutely nowhere, Bill. It'll be third and about 14.
Yeah, one of the first times that the Vikings have not been able to get positive yards, especially through that middle. We've been able to pick up even if it's just a few yards, and that'll bring up now third down.
And about 14, the ball still about the 22-yard line. Seth Carlo gets the play from the sidelines. And we got a timeout by our Vikings. 3:10 to go first half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. We'll be back after this 30-second break. And back here, we've got third and 14 for our Vikings.
May have caught us trying to relay some stats down to the sideline.
28-0. Vikings are leading with 3:10 to go. It'll be third and 14. The ball back at the 22-yard line. Seth Carlo, the junior quarterback, slides under center. Keeps it, rolls back, looks. Gets a great block out here on the corner. Being chased. Looking for a hole. Spins as he gets across the 30. Back to the original line of scrimmage.
Boy, he took a shot, and it was really the way he was coming down. He rolled into one of his own offensive linemen, and Seth Carlo bounced right back up from it. And guess what we got to do for the first time tonight?
We got to punt, but the down marker says first down. As the guy passed, he looked up and said, oh, we.
Fourth down. And John Belcher will be out on the field to punt for the Vikings.
And back deep.
Looks like number 17.
So it was a high kick by Belcher. Oh, and we're going to have kick catch interference.
Yeah, and I tell you, the defender for the Vikings, he was just going down to block. He did not see the guy call the fair catch and run right into him.
Number 17, that is Charlie Massey.
And as you said, a fair catch interference. That'll be marked off against the Vikings. The official pointed towards Tiff County, but he meant to point at them.
Now, according to what they call a personal foul that he just ran. It's just kick catch, it's only going to be a five-yard penalty.
Now, he pretty well buried him. The defender for the Vikings hit him full on. And there's some discussion with the officials out on the field. We'll see what the call is here. It will, of course, be against the Vikings. We'll see what the mark-off is. It's at the 32-yard line of the Vikings right now. That's where the first touching occurred and where the penalty occurred. Now, he has the option to punt it again. Let's see what it's going to be called.
It is kick catch interference, right? And
they take it from the spot?
Yep, from the 32.
And that's a spot. That is not a walk-off. So the spot foul
at the 32.
Tiff had the opportunity to take the punt over again if they liked. That would be that probably backed up from the punt, Wes. Would that be the case? It'd be backed up and Lowndes would have had to punt 5 yards further back.
Right.
As it is, it's first down and 10 for the Tiff County Blue Devils at the Viking 32-yard line with 2:04 left in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing.
Ryan Wedgeworth, the junior quarterback for the Blue Devils, is still in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver to Viking side of the field. Pulls it down, play action. He starts to keep it running. Oh, the ball is on the ground.
That's a sack. That's a sack by Sam Washington. A forced fumble by Sam Washington.
And Sam is just having himself a field day tonight.
And the Vikings recover the ball
at the tip, 20-yard line.
Awesome. Our statisticians down here quick on the draw as the Vikings recover. and get the system updated here quickly. Vikings first down and 10 with 1:55 left here in the half.
The senior Alex Stevenson comes back out on the field with TNT, Tevin Brown, and Tevin Orr.
The ball's on the Viking side.
Stevenson takes a snap. Gives it to Brown up the middle by one man, two still on his feet. Heads to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
And I see you, number 37, Tevin Brown.
Vikings up now 34 to nothing. And we're doing this without Tyquan Lang or Nick Bergman. Gonzalez to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. And, boy, I tell you what, a great recovery by Luke Marshachek to get it down. Vikings are leading 35 to nothing. Minute 50 to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. High end over end kick by Gonzalez, taken by the Blue Devils at the 10. Across the 15, that's McCants. He's across the 20 to 30. One man to stop him, and that's Gonzalez, and he gets by him. Eric Hart, a foot race. And they run him down inside our 15-yard line. Austin McCants took it at the 10 and takes it all the way down to our 15-yard line. Got ran down from behind by number 31. That's Brandon Bell and Eric Hart. An update from over at Baysmore Hyder. It is Valdosta 28, Colquitt 7. Camden leads Brunswick 28-8, Brooks 21, and Cook 14. The Blue Devils, the ball on the far hash mark, inside our 15-yard line. Wedgeworth for the Blue Devils at quarterback. A back on either side of him, two receivers to our side of the field. Takes a snap, gives it to McDaniel. No, he keeps it up the middle. He goes, gets down. He'll have a first and goal as he gets to the 2-yard line. I thought he gave it to Rashad McDaniels. He kept it on the quarterback keeper, and there he is.
That was a 50-yard return there that set them up for that, and a great keeper by the quarterback, as you said, and now they're in business first and goal.
And we'll get the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap in just a minute. Wedgeworth, a slide under center as he splits his receivers and goes to the I formation. Quarterback keeper up and over.
Does not get in.
So it's second and goal. His second effort, he was trying to get across. Do we have time, Bill?
No.
Nope. Elijah Curtis comes out. Trey Jackson comes in for our Vikings back at linebacker. Wedgeworth getting the play from the sidelines. 48 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35 to nothing. Splits his receivers. Wedgeworth goes under center in the offset eye. Keeps it, rolls back, looks to the end zone. Looks, nothing there. We start to chase him. We hit him, run him out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 29 seconds to go. But it'll be a third and goal as he'll lose about a yard on that play.
Yeah, the Viking defense has really stepped up in the occasion right here, trying to keep Tift out of the end zone.
That'll stop the clock, like I say, with 29 seconds to go in the half. Vikings leading 35 to nothing. It'll be a third and goal. As Colquitt's gotten back on the board, it's 28 to 14. Our crowd coming to their feet here at the Brody. And we've got a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Brody Field here in Tifton, Georgia. I am Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Taylor Biddle down on the sidelines. We miss you, Marty Rogers, at home with his wife, Nikki. What's happening? Are you having a fit over there, Bill?
Well, Taylor does a ton of work up here, and I'm doing Taylor's work, my work. And Marty, it's a unique thing what Marty does down on the field. When one guy's missing, boy, we all got to step up.
And Chuck Lawrence is homesick, too, one of our statisticians that works with us. Wedgeworth, third and goal from the three, goes under center in the offset eye. Twin receivers to our side, pitches out to McDaniels, looking for a hole, cuts inside into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Devils. That's Rashad McDaniels on a 3-yard carry that gets the Blue Devils on the board with 24 seconds to go here in the half.
Yeah, Rashad Daniels was able to just find a hole over his offensive line on the right side. Defense stepped in, made a good hit right there at the goal line, but he's able to power his way in, and Tift County darkens the scoreboard and will try the extra point here.
Knighton on to attempt the extra point for the Blue Devils. Waiting on the snap. It's down. It's up. It's good. With 24 seconds to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 35, Tift 7. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back here at Brody Field, 24 seconds to go in the half. Vikings leading 35-7. Knighton set to kick off. Little pooch kick. Kenny Moore takes and drops. The ball's on the ground. And
there's a scrum.
There is, and the Vikings come away with it. Kenny Moore come running in, trying to pick it up as it bounced at the 30, slipped on that grass, and the ball got loose.
Yeah, Taylor, what from our vantage point, it looked like that we really weren't looking for that little pooch kick.
Absolutely. Kenny Moore had to come up a bunch of yards to make that catch. It just got a little short on him, and it bounced off of him, rolled to another one of our guys on kickoff team.
Thank you, Taylor, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update.
And 19 seconds to go. Vikings leading 35-7. We're going to take a knee and let the clock run out. We're going to go to the locker room here at halftime, leading 35-7. And as Taylor makes his way down, and he'll grab Coach Mack and get Coach Mack's thoughts on the first half as the equipment parts supply coach's spotlight.
Coach Mack, great job by your defense in the first half. Gave up a one there late. What do you tell your team in the second half to not relive last week, Coach?
Man, we got to play. You know, we got to finish the game strong. Got to play all 48 minutes.
Yes, sir. Coach, any updates on Nick Bergman that you know of?
Doc told me it looks like a hamstring.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
All righty. We'll take Vikings lead 35-7. We are at the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. We'll take a five-minute break and come back right here at the Brody as the Vikings lead 35-7. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.